Blog Talk Radio.
God bless all of you all. Welcome to the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention Line. We just want you to know that we appreciate you being here. We know that there are many people who are leaders, and we come to you as humbly as we know how. Thank God for you. This is the first. Okay. We're around, so we may have to mute you. Amen, because you probably don't know that you're making a lot of noise on the line, but you are. And God bless all of you. You're coming from all walks of life, all backgrounds, all church affiliations, churches. And we just welcome you in the name of the Lord Jesus, and thank you for being here. Yeah, God is so good. God is so kind. God is so wonderful and so amazing and so ultra. We do give him praise and adoration. Morning is a great day. We just give him glory. Thank him for all he's done for us. My. Oh, God. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we surrender this prayer line to you. We don't know of anything that we've done wrong, but if we have, Lord, anybody on the line, we ask that you would forgive all sin, sins of commission, things that we've done that we shouldn't have done, and the sins of omission, things that we should have done that we haven't done. Admit it. In Jesus' mighty name, thou blessest us, help us, see us through every storm, every rain. Look on these precious people and give them grace, give them mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ, we love you, Lord. We thank you and appreciate everything that you're doing for us. Look on every. Bless them, Lord. Help them. Get them through the storm. In the name of Jesus. See them through the storm. In Jesus' name. Oh, God. We just appreciate everything. Even the problems that we have in here. Oh, God. Thank you for it. You've been there for us every step of the way. You've made a way for us every step of the way. And we just do thank you, Lord. Oh, love you, love you, love you. Appreciate everything, everything, everything. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God. My soul says yes to you. My heart says yes to you. We just give you this prayer, prayer line. We worship you. Thank you for how you're blessing and for all the people that have joined us around the world. We just thank you. Now, Lord, lift every heavy burden. Lighten every heavy load. Thank you for all your and for your goodness. And for your mercy, for your grace, thank you for your favor, thank you for opening doors for us. Even right now, thank you for all you're doing. Oh God. Look on us, God. Teach us how to be still on the prayer line. Teach us how not to make some people are making. Teach us, Lord, in Jesus' name. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you adoration. Thank you. Oh God. You've been there every step of the way. We just praise you. Lord, we appreciate you. Now, Lord, thank you for health and for the weight stress. Thank you for our mind stayed on thee. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost on this prayer line that destroys every. Oh, God. Thank you, thank you. You're so wonderful. You're so amazing. Oh God, you're so astounding. Just thank you. And Lord, this day, bless every person. Many of you are coming with praise reports. Many of you are coming with prayer requests. Just bless those who honor you and give you the glory and all the praise, all the adoration. In Jesus, my God. Oh God. Thank you, thank you. We love you. We praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, what a wonderful day, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, bind the enemy. Give us grace, and Lord, give us your mercy. All across the country, let people be blessed everywhere. And we do give you all the praise. Look on those less fortunate. Look on those in prison. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Look on those who go out to vote today. Let them pray and ask you who to vote for. Give them a quick answer, Lord, would you please? Yes, I mean. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen and amen. God bless everybody on the prayer line. I hope y'all are awake. Amen, I really do. This is a great day. I want to just ask you if you would. Go out and vote today. Amen. This is our day where we should be voting whoever God leads us to vote for. Why don't you do that? Vote for whoever God leads you to vote for. Amen. I know if you follow the Lord, everything will be all right. I know it will. God bless you. All right, somebody is moving by the front line. Amen. Amen. Try to settle yourself, if you will. Thank God for everything. Good morning to y'all. Are y'all awake there?
Yes. Morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Morning. Some of y'all are speaking. Good morning to everybody. Amen. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. Thank God. And let's speak to the Lord, everybody. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good
morning.
He's worthy to be praised.
Yes.
We do it like Jehoshaphat said in 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter, about the close of the chapter. I looked there and it said the way they got incredible miracles to happen to them. The last thing they did is they gave God a loud praise. I don't know if you can. You might have your husband sleeping there. You might have your children. You're trying, and you don't want to wake them. But I'm asking if you can give them a loud praise. Help me this morning because I can give them a loud praise. and help me praise the Lord this morning. Are y'all ready? Let's praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord. Keep your head on.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
and persecute you. They've been like a hangnail all the time. When you go to church, when you go to work, they've just been like a hangnail. Just doing the small things to aggravate you. See, the devil knows what to do and what to say to you to kind of aggravate you. And he's just using them to just aggravate you. See, you got to understand that you're not fighting against flesh and blood. That's not even them. That's the enemy fighting through them to get at you. I preached a message the other day called Don't Weep, Just Sniff. Yeah. And there's a reason why you just, why the Lord said, don't weep. And I'll give it to you when you weep. But don't let the enemy push you like that. He knows how to push your button to make you frustrated. He'll test you many times to see if you're going to crash or if you're going to stay in there and let the Lord use you. You say you're a Christian, many times they'll push you just to see if you really are what you say you are. Amen. And so you got to be careful because you're being tested most of the time. Yeah. You're being tested. May God help you. May God bless you. All right, let me open that up to some of you who want to talk on that. Where are we again? We are in Matthew. Yeah, the first book of the New Testament. Okay, Matthew, the fifth book, the fifth chapter, and the 44th verse, 44. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. My mother used to tell me that. Yeah. Because I really people who would do unkind things to me. I mean, I go to them. I say, Mama, I tell her about it. And she said, Bernard, love those. Love the enemy. She says, here's what you do. You do good to those folks who try to spitefully do things against you. Yeah. Do good to them. All right. Mama, I don't. Is that the word? Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. That's the word. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. It's done me well. It really has done me well. As a pastor, it's wonderful to love your enemies and to bless them, to curse you, and to do good to them, to despitefully use you, and persecute you. Pray for them. All right? The line is open to you. Someone have a word on that that you want to tell us what that means to you? You've been through a situation. Give us an example or whatever. Can I get somebody to jump in there and help us and tell us what that means to you? Give me your take on it. Amen. Who on here has had anybody to despitefully use you? I know I have. Amen. And tried to persecute me. I've had people to come against me. Amen. You got to remember that anytime you're leading over 100 million listeners and people in 195 different nations, you're going to have enemies. Amen. Most of the time, they're not people falling off. The enemy will do you like he tried to do God Jehovah. God Jehovah, the leader of heaven. And the enemy tried to infiltrate those right around him. How do you think he was able to convince one-third of the heavenly host to defect? In other words, to follow him. He got to those right around him and made them jealous of God, made them want to see God go down and everything else. The people right around him, he got to them. And see, that's how he was able to make third of the heavenly host fall, because the people right around him didn't support him. The people right around him wanted to cut his throat. And they came and tried their best. And what did they do? They tried to convince others who, with their influence, see, people right around God had great influence, and they began to influence others around God to defect and to not hold him up in high esteem. That's the way the enemy does it. He comes against those right around you, trying to use their influence. See, they had influence in heaven. That's how he was able to get that one-third of the heavy host, and they fell with him because he got to those right around God and told them, planning all that kind of crazy confusion. Amen. You don't think there was confusion in heaven? And the Bible said there was a war in heaven. Why do you think there was a war? Yeah, the enemy was planning all that negative stuff, and the good folks had to fight against those who were following Satan. So, but you have to love your enemies and do good to those who despitefully use you. Pray for those. Amen. Anybody want to say a word on that? Help us out. The line is open to you. I know some of y'all experience. I know some of y'all have experienced that in the church as well as in the world. Why don't you say a word?
Yeah. Give me a minute, Dr. Johnson. Just keep the world funny. God bless you. That is a beautiful topic. And when we have to watch when people is despitefully using us and accepting a sword of salvation. And we have to use that as a weapon against the enemy to come our own body. Be aware we are shield, preparation of the gospel. We know that the enemy is going to attack us, so we have to yet stand on our part and not let the enemy overtake us. We have to have the use that authority that God has given us to keep on walking upright in spite of what the enemy try to do to us. And we yet have to look, even if it hurts so bad, down to the bone, but we still have to stand and do what God is saying do. Let them know what is right and what is wrong, and let them know that just like the Lord kicked the devil out of heaven, he will do the same thing for them if they don't live right with the spiteful use of, because we are children, his chosen vessels. And if we don't do what the Lord would have us to do, but we don't have to cause the problems that cause them to precisely use us, but we have to do what God is saying do in our life, that we may be one of his vessels. Because Jesus himself, he didn't do anything, but they precisely used him, but he stood his ground. So we have to stand our ground and a holy person looking forward to 10 years when he comes back. God bless you and pray for me.
Thank you, Mother. Wonderful. Thank God for you. All right, give me another one.
God bless you, Mother Digby. First, giving honor to God and to Dr. Johnson, to everyone that's on the line. I thank the Lord for this scripture. And I was thinking that so many times the reason people do that is because they're envious and they're jealous of your peace. When you have the peace of God in your heart, everything don't upset you, and you upset them because you are not upset. But what you have to do is pray, and then that's what you fast so that self be crucified in you, and you don't take everything personally and try to hit back at them, because we know that if we get, we don't want to come down to their level. But if we can help them, what they need is they need God when they're doing all these things to you. You know that they have a problem themselves. And so you pray for them, that, and when God saved them and helped them, and you, they won't be your enemies. They'll be a help to you. So I'm thanking God for this scripture, and it's a blessing. I try to understand what makes people do what they do. And sometimes it's because they need peace in their life.
All right, my God. All right, give me one more. Somebody want to talk on that?
I was just thinking about the scripture, and it also let us know that the enemy will come into the people that's in church, not only the one that's outside the disciple are using you. The people in the church will do the same thing, but yet they're yet testifying, they're yet saying I'm saving, I'm sanctified. We can be disciple-y in our own churches, but have to yet set our ground with God and let the Lord fight our battle. He said, if we keep still, he will fight our battle. So we have to let the Lord fight our battle. When we are being abused and accused, we have to turn it over to Jesus. It may be hard, but we have to do it, and we have to give it to him, and he will work it out.
Thank you, Mother. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. All right, 816-772. You're getting a little noise with your line. All right. Good. Mm-hmm. If you would, press **. We've got a new way of meeting your line now. All you have to do is press **. ** twice. Find that ** button and push it. Because I'm not the person I want to really embarrass you. If you do that, it would help me and you would save me. All right. Give us a couple of praise reports. Got a praise report. Come on with us today. Anybody?
This is Dr. Jolene Barnett. God bless everyone on the prayer line this morning. Thank God for being saved and sanctified and baptized with the Holy Ghost. I thank God for you, Dr. Johnson and Lady Betty, and to all the saints of God. I truly thank and praise God how God really did an incredible blessing for me. I had got out of my car, and I had dropped my phone and did not know that I had dropped my phone, and I have a cover on my phone, so I didn't hear it when it hit the ground. But when I lifted my purse, I said, where is my phone? And the Holy Ghost, I thank God for the Holy Ghost. You have an ear to hear. It said, look in your purse. Go straight back to your car where your phone is at. And I looked down. It was on the ground. I thank the Lord. And that was an incredible blessing. And I thank the Lord. And the Lord woke me up this morning. And I was just pleading the blood. And after that, I just felt big chunks of blessings falling down. It's like bricks falling down. It's an incredible, incredible blessing. So I just got on the prayer line to encourage you, Dr. Johnson, to all the saints. Whatever you need, God got it. And it is here, and I'm receiving everything what against me. Incredible blessing. And it is so powerful, Dr. Johnson. Ever since you used that word, incredible. I'm telling you, God is really moving. And so you all pray for me. Be encouraged, everyone. I bless you.
Oh, my God. Beautiful, Mother. Thank you so very much. All right. Someone else with the praise report. Amen. Some people want it. Go ahead.
Good morning. Go ahead, Dr. Did you want to say something first?
I'm fine. Go ahead.
Good morning. I didn't want to cut you off. Good morning, everybody. It is a terrific Tuesday. I'm glad about this, Ambassador Charlotte Gray. I have a praise report. Yesterday, you all prayed for a miracle for my 26-year-old Christopher. First, we prayed for him to be saved, to recognize the voice. And to know in the situation that he's in, that God can work it out. And I'm telling you that God worked it out for him yesterday. All last week, the answer was no. We're not able to do this. You haven't been on your job long enough. You need a co-signer. And yesterday, God turned the whole situation around for him and his wife. So I just want to thank God for this line. If miracles do happen on this line, if you believe, and I believe the anointing was flowing, I waited for it to work. I did not intercede as a mother. I just said, Lord, I can't get involved in this. This is my son. He's 26. He is married now. He is grown. He needs to handle this situation. I just want to be in prayer. for them. And now I am coming back praying for my other son. So I will be praying for him as well. But I do want to thank the God in the first prayer line praying alongside with me and give that prayer report for them. God bless you all.
That's beautiful, beautiful. God bless you. So you witnessed and prayer does change things.
I witnessed it again. Yes, I did. Because it was all no, no, no. And I just kept encouraging them, listen, listen, listen. You need to believe God in this. This is not something you can call your parents on. We cannot continue to bail. I understand it's critical and what you need, but God, we are not the resource. God is the resourcer. We are going to pray alongside with you, and God is going to show you that he is real, and he did yesterday. So I just thank God for the prayers of the righteous.
Thank God.
So availeth much. So I'm just praying for that back door to be closed. But I'm telling you, we're going to pray again for my 25-year-old.
Yes.
He was diagnosed with cancer yesterday. And I'm telling you, I'm standing on God's word on these kids. I'm telling you, I'm standing on God's word on these kids. I've been overwhelmed this whole year by these kids. But God is going to save every last one of them. But I'm standing on my praise floor right now. I'm not going to be discouraged. I'm going to start to drop this in your hands.
Oh, my God. We got to stop and pray for him. Did you hear that? His son was diagnosed with cancer on yesterday. When y'all want somebody to stop and pray for your son, if that's you. Is it all right for us to call his name or not?
His name is Miles Wickliffe, and he has two children. He is not married, but he has two children. He was rushed to surgery yesterday, so I am waiting for the phone call for the outcome of surgery.
Well, let's just intercede before you get that phone call. Heavenly Father, God, we need you. Come to you as humbly as I know. God, we are needing you. We need you now. Here's Miles, Ambassador. Amen. I'm asking you to look on her son in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Please, God.
Touch him out.
Please, God.
Jesus. And turn that around. God, you made man. You know all about things that plague the body. You know what going to kill cancer and to get it out of my body. God, I was looking on television early this morning, and they have some type of medicine that they can take to keep a person from catching cancer. And if man can do that, how much more can you do? You can just move in his body and speak and say, leave. Just like you told us, whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. How much more? You just speak, Lord, and cancer will leave his body. And the doctor won't find a thing. Oh, God, we'll give you the glory. All the adoration shall be the God, sister. That mother, Sister Charlotte Gray, and Master Charlotte Gray, she needs you. And she needs you to touch her son. You understand more than she understands, because your son Jesus was facing an insurmountable, looked like an insurmountable situation. And people marched him from judgment to hall to judgment hall, marched him to Calvary and put him down on the ground and beat nails in his hands. And then in his feet, hung him up on the cross and pierced him in the side, left him to die. He died on the cross for me and for you. God, you understand. Touch your son, Miles, and heal him. Heal him in the spirit realm. Let the anointing go in there, all through that body. All from the head to the toe, and destroy all that cancer.
Yes.
If broke, God, let the anointing go through there. I know it would be.
That's right. No, God.
Put it out. He will be Jesus. And you properly in the name of Jesus. For the glory of God. All the glory, all the praise shall be thine. Thank God. Amen. Amen. And join our faith with you. And Dr. Charlotte, and believe in God to touch your son. I believe he touched him already.
Thank you.
God,
thank you.
pray for it now. Ask God to help her. All right, the line is open to you. Who will pray for her? Prayer warrior.
In the name of Jesus, Lord God, thanking you, thanking you, thanking you, Father. Oh, just thanking you, Lord, for what you're doing for him now, God. Thank you, God, for the daughter, the daughter, the daughter that she spoke about, God. I thank you that she's still here in the land of the living. Lord God, I thank you that you've given the mother strength to take care of her this far. Oh, Lord God, I just ask special blessings over the daughter, Lord God, your blessings from on high. Oh, today, God, I ask for mercy. Lord God, I know you got enough mercy to see all of our cases. So, Father, I just cry for mercy. Oh, mercy, 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 Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I also cry for the pain, for conviction, Lord God. Would you please come in, Lord God, in this situation, Lord God. We need a miracle, Lord God. We need a miracle turnaround, Lord God. We know that you are the miracle, Lord God. We know that you are the great physician. Lord God, you told us that in the beginning of time when you took a will from a man and put it inside of a woman, God, you can do anything to fail, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, would you let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven for this situation, God? Would you also want to remove the cataract, Lord God? Father, God, you took cancer from me. You took drinking from me. You took drug addiction from me, God. You can do anything but fail. You took cancer from me, God. You can do anything but fail. Is it anything too hard for God? And no, there is not anything too hard for you, God. Oh, Father God, we just stand by God in the sense of help on their behalf, Lord God. You said pray one for another, God. In the name of Jesus, God, just help in this situation, God. Would you show yourself mighty in the name of Jesus? God, would you show yourself strong in the name of Jesus? And we plead the blood all over this case, God. In the name of Jesus, we just give it to you. You told us to cast our cares on you, for you care for us, God. Father, I'm casting this through you, Lord. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I know you can feel about it, God. We come this for by faith, and today we give to you by faith. Oh, in this case, God, we just heal and touch and deliver it, oh, God. And we just thank you for a mighty turnaround. Oh, God, we're just looking for you to just show up and show out like you came through the walls on the disciples. You just showed up and showed out just out of nowhere, God. Oh, Father God, we just thank you for your divine intervention in this case. Oh, we bless your name for it today, God. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, thank you. Amen.
Beautiful, beautiful. Oh, God, thank you, thank you. Father, I add my prayer to that and my faith to that, that you look on this person who has those cataracts, Sister Carolyn. You know all about her. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we just ask that you would touch.
Thank you.
Let those cataracts come off the eyes. Have you ever done that, Lord? I believe you have. And ask you to do it again. You have those persons. What you do for one child, you will do for another. I'm asking in the name of Jesus. God, you know there's a need with this quartz, this teaching. Father, Lord, you know all about that. And touch and heal in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We love you. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Thank you, God.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.